June 8th, 2020. What up, everybody?
What up, world?
Man, that's a pretty good one. People should say hello, world, for a living, you know?
Hello, world.
Oh, my goodness, guys. We are back. We've been away from Facebook Live for a while.
A good minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute. So, yeah, whoever comes.
Welcome back. It's always good.
We like it. We like it, actually. I'm going to see my levels because we are recording it on the Fight Bananas podcast. That's going to be fun.
You know, the greatest podcast in the
world. It's got to be top five.
Easy.
Right? Top five? One thing I have been getting into the Joe Rogan podcast more. And you'd be like, really? Like, because it's an all-timer, you know?
Oh, 100%.
But I feel like I kind of, when I started, I'm not going to lie, like, just, I guess, my 3% of my ego, I'm like, no, I'm not going to listen to his show. What? You know, like.
I listened to it.
I got away from it. And then I think it was the Mike Tyson one.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, gosh, it's my top three podcasts of all time.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then.
Fraz Zahabi and listening to him. He has one of my top ones, too, because he's just he's cool.
And then I just, you know, I'm like, and then I know that you'll be like, David, like, I just feel like I feel better about myself in the podcast game. So I'm like, dude, I can listen to Joe, you know, like that's what people in the podcast game call him. Like, I'm like, hey, what up, Joe? You heard of Fight Bananas, right? You know, so it was just, I feel like we're, you know, I'm trying to get like an equal.
I feel like you're a top five podcast in the United States up and comer.
Thanks,
legit,
man.
Like legit. Thanks, top
man.
Five in the United
I
States.
That.
I feel like you're gonna break barriers this year. 2020 is a year.
And we said, I remember you saying it a long time ago. Like you're like, man, I want to be Eddie Bravo.
I just want to be the dude that comes in and sits down. And doesn't have to worry about all the other stuff. I just get to come down, come in and sit down and have fun, do this.
Yeah.
And we get to talk and have a good time. That's what I want. And maybe people follow me because I know you.
The last one, they just did the companion on the Brazil one.
Yeah.
Did you hear that one?
No, I didn't say I want
to. It was Shaw, Bravo, and Callahan.
Yeah.
And him. It was just awesome. For one.
Callahan is, I love that dude.
So good.
I really do.
So good.
I watch his show Schooled. It's really great. He's a, and he's also in Goldberg's. Oh. He's the PE teacher. He's great. Coach Miller. Yeah.
Coach Miller. Hello, Mr. Jacob. I talked to him today. That podcast is out on all podcast platforms, iHeartRadio, Apple, YouTube. Just subscribe to the YouTube. That's
all
what's up.
All the big ones. The big ones.
I love the iHeart. Miss Debbie Gamble, how are you, ma'am? Oh, more and more. Okay, we like it.
Okay, I have.
Oh, just real quick, on the companion, on the Rogan, right? So I listened to it all night. Watch the UFC Brazil. Maybe the last UFC of all time. We'll talk into that later. But it was just so cool. Like, for one, they didn't talk a lot about the fights. They didn't really. They got into it sometimes, but they just talked about just themselves and just funny stuff and just life. And then they got all into it about.
They talked Khabib, Tony.
They talked about that. I'm sorry. Like what you said, people would just come and go. Like, Brian would be like, hey, dude, I got to go. I'm bringing this. Or, like, Shab's like, hey, dude, I got to leave. I got a phone call. Like, people just come through, like, on the biggest podcast in the world. You know, sometimes I'm, like, I got, like, 18 notes written. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, as soon as we hit record, no one moves. Like, you can't move a station. They're just, like, so flow with it. I'm like,
it's cool.
Yeah,
it
was just awesome. It was just really good.
It makes it neat because it's truly organic.
Oh, SD Dumas on SD. Some big stuff maybe coming soon, right? my main man Justin, how you doing, bro? Just wow, very cool. I'm just okay. So let's can we talk about like the
what
corona, or
the fuck?
Puck. Yeah, it's kicked off the book.
There's we're in a time.
I know what's going on.
No sports, bro.
What is going on?
There's no sports. Like the world has always had the. Something to turn to as far as athletics, right? There was something during some time, something like during some type of like problem. There was always sports to turn to, right? Even during a world war and things like that, there was the Olympics. There were certain things going on that people still had something to turn to, right?
Always
nothing. We have we don't have we got WrestleMania though, baby.
With
Stone
no
Cold, I need you back. The Rock, I need you back. I'm sorry, we're being selfish now. We need all of the old wrestlers back so I can feel good about watching it again.
Jacob Kilburn says, do not drink Corona. We did it. We were, but then, like, you know, Jacob, it's
They invented this
we're
thing.
We're like old men now, so I'm like drinking a cherry Coke to stay awake. And
bro, they invented crack. Have y'all tried it? It's called Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. It's they should have never done that. I already had a Mountain Dew problem. Now I got a Mountain Dew Zero Sugar problem.
He goes, that's why the wall is being built.
For the Mountain Dew? I don't get it. Oh, they're just going to keep the Mountain Dew.
Oh, oh no, Corona is killing Americans. Like, no. Not that
I got different. You. Oh. Dude, it's just to set up the biggest Cinco de Mayo ever. Because March is closed. March. April's closed. What's the next holiday?
Cinco de Mayo.
Who's it sponsored by?
Corona.
There we go. It's fucking conspiracy, bro. It's out of here. Mind blown, everybody. See that shit? Wow. Yeah, all that toilet paper is doing you no good. You're not going to get the Corona shit till May.
Oh, my goodness. But no, we had a great talk. Jacob Kilburn was, of course, funny. Entertaining. He kind of sang to us. He made us laugh. And
did he have the little thing?
I know. But he's not, he started the show. And this is the best part. So this is the, I love pulling the curtain back. That's my favorite thing and probably my saying all the time. Are you guys sponsored by Polar Pop yet?
No, I swear. I wouldn't see. Bro, no, dude, I wish.
JT, man, we miss you, dude. I hope everything's going good with you. Man, we're seeing you always with the car engine with your son. Super pumped about that, man. Miss you, JT Money. John figured it out. Man, a lot of people are coming, but okay. So last thing with Kilburn. So he's like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm like 2 minutes late, 3 minutes late. And he's like, it's not working. I'm like, okay, no problem, man. We'll make it work. Or shoot, we can always, any fighter of all time ever want to be on the show, call me. Call myself. You got the numbers super easy. If you know someone, you know somebody. But so we can make the podcast work. And then he's like, no, it's not working. It's not working. I'm like, okay, man. Well, what are we going to do? He's like, let me see if I can get it. And like, he was stalling for like 5-6 minutes. So then as soon as he gets on, he's wearing the mask. He's got gloves on. He looks like he's, who's the character from Breaking Bad?
The not Aaron Paul's character, but the dude.
Yeah,
I know like you're talking about
the main chemist or whatever. He's Breaking It Bad.
White, what, yeah, White,
Mr. White.
Just watched this show.
I know. So working on it right now, JT. I knew it, but so he's all like in this stuff, and I'm like, I couldn't talk to you. I'm like laughing. He literally had me. He's like, hey Dave, I might do something here. Like, you got me. You know what I mean? Like, you try to make a fighter laugh in the gym, or he's like, you got me.
He's a funny dude.
Debbie, I miss your cup, John. Wow, I didn't know the Polar Pop was this heavy on the MMA community.
I almost stopped, but I didn't. I went to 7-Eleven. They had buy one, get one free Mountain Dew Zero, so it was like,
okay, well.
Trying to cut the sugar. No, I'm not. I'm really not trying to cut sugar out of my life. I ate like two giant chocolate muffins from Sam's Club last night because. And I have two more left tonight that I'm going to eat when we're done with all this. And a gallon of regular milk.
Living legend, John Radford, guys. Living legend. Okay.
Metabolism, baby.
So, and something else. But, now Woodley, the UFC has canceled everything until April 18th. April 19th, I think there's a show coming maybe that they want to get on. You know, Woodley and Leon Edwards.
How sad are you?
Our guy Phil Rowe was going to his debut. Walt Harris back in the main event versus Overeem. Like, a lot of major big stuff was coming. Really sad. Like, yeah. I love the UFC Brazil show, and if we get into it and get into it, just so cool. I felt...
We got to talk about it, because
yeah, it made our Charles Oliveira like a star. Gilbert Burns blew up like
that was the cleanest left hook I've seen in a long time. So good. I'm sorry, Damian Maya.
Are you really?
I love Damian Maya.
Oh, I'm a Gilbert Burns fan for
sure. I'm being Gilbert Burns in this situation, where he was paying respects to Damian Maya. That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry that happened to you, Damian Maya, but that was a clean left hook.
So nice.
Clean.
And so I was a Gilbert Burns fan going into that fight. I loved what he did. So he clean lefts him. He knows he clean lefts him, and he walks away. And it wasn't even a master heavy hit. It wasn't a Mark Hunt walk off. But I think he knew when you know when
he didn't walk away. He walked up to
or when a girl sits out there across the bar, and you know what I mean. Yeah. He knew, but it wasn't really done yet. He had a little bit left, and he didn't want to put him away. He didn't want to put him down.
No.
But he had to.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
had to. He had to Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, WrestleMania 24.
I think
love the banner. Look great in the studio.
I think it's warm. I think it's warranted, though, but at the same time, he was trying to get the walk-off, and I get it why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think it was warranted.
Well, Boom. Sponsor time.
What?
Boom. Drink the water. Go get it. There you go.
That's how you get paid the big bucks, man. That's how you get paid. Christopher, what's up, man? He was a bare knuckle. Is that show going on? It's crazy. So much stuff is happening. Bare knuckle had to cancel them. It's just crazy.
Oh, man. You know what I'm missing slightly?
Yeah, bro. Give it.
The bracket. I'm missing filling out the March bracket. Madness bracket. I don't even watch it that much anymore, but like I watch March Madness, but I don't even watch college basketball. Of course, me, yeah. But I still love the bracket.
Right.
I love filling out the bracket.
Oh, yeah. We should do a MMA bracket.
What? Oh, dude. Yeah.
A top 64 bracket. And then, no, you ready? For each division.
Oh, shit.
We got so much time. We got no sports.
We got nothing.
We can just do a heavyweight bracket.
We're going to set up a whiteboard, and yeah, with dry erase markers, we're going to set up.
Tell me if you guys like
periodically,
them.
We're just going to turn on the live, and we're going to just start dissecting everything because we really don't know how long we're going to be here.
Yeah. And there's one show. What's going to happen next week? What are we going to talk about?
Oh, right.
2 weeks from now.
Shit.
It's just we got no MMA for a month.
Got no sports for
a month. And then, like, okay, so on Mitchell Chamali said the Combat Night show is going down this Saturday. Like,
they went from, what, 2,500 to 250,
yeah,
which is cool.
It is cool.
I mean, no, it's cool that they're trying to let it go on.
Right.
Like, but
I got to feel like, can I just be, how are they going to run it? Like, I heard a new thing tonight. It's like, you can only have 50 people in a building.
Well, then they're going to, then they said they could do that. Mm-hmm. Like, then I think at the bottom it said it could get there and it could go without fans. They could all of a sudden tell him to pull it and there can be no fans, but they can still do the fight. Right? But then you have all week waiting for the commission to stay that they still want to do it. And the commission at any point, like Dana White was trying to have it stay open and then the commission shut Nevada down, right?
Right.
And they were gonna do it with no fans. So it's a crazy time right now, man. Everything's shutting down.
The coronavirus effect.
Yeah.
But it's like, so do you like the March Madness idea?
I do.
I want like a...
For every division, bro, we're going to be here for... Yeah,
Dude, we're going to do a dark horse this lightweight. Like, we were like, dude, remember that kid we saw in the regional scene 3 years ago? He's the sleeper, Sweet 16. But if... We'll get into one of our topics right now. So if we did a March Madness bracket, and we start in the middleweight division, you know who would definitely be in the final four? Israel, the last style bender out of Sanya.
So he's a top four, not a top three is what we're saying?
Oh, no. He's in the final four as a one or a two seed because I have him as a top three middleweight of all time right now. He could walk away and say, hey, guys, I'm done with the sport. It was a good time. I'm walking away 19-0, 20-0, whatever. Maybe he has one more. How about if he finishes Costa? Does that change? So I have Izzy, a top three middleweight ever. My main man, John Rafford, does not.
I just, if we're talking about talent, just talent, sheer talent off rip, then I could agree with you.
But okay, guys, we're out of here. Yeah. Bye.
But if you're talking about what he's done in his career, then I don't agree with you.
But how about, it's a little bit of both.
I mean, are we just going to take away what?
Don't you think it's a little bit of both?
It is, but are we going to take away, like, we can't help that this sport is so young that we've been able to live through. Okay, so like what I'm saying, we've been able to live through so many, all the generations of it. Like me and you, we've seen every generation of it. So you've seen the talent that Rich Franklin fought as a middleweight.
Right.
But he was a great middleweight.
He was a great middleweight.
At that time, you can't help who was fighting.
But there's no way we can say Rich Franklin's a better middleweight than Israel Adesanya.
But career-wise, he won the championship. He was killing people at that time. Like, but what I'm saying is, like, you can't help who they fought back then. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
of course not.
Because
not.
We got to see that. It's
right.
Like somebody not understanding how good Michael Jordan is because all they got to see was LeBron.
Right. Or just see highlights. Like, you don't see what really happens in highlights.
Yeah.
You see highlights.
Yeah. But you don't see how the game's played out. You don't see everything else. Right. So that's all I'm saying. Like, and I think there's two. I think there's one or two in front of him. I'm not saying it's a big, like, he's down the line at the number eight. That's not what I'm saying.
One or two, but then that's top three. I like, so
there's one.
You and
there's,
me are totally going to agree 100%. And I think I've been, you not turned me over. I've always thought he was great, but then just the more I talk to you, Anderson Silva is the greatest middleweight of all time. No doubt about it.
I agree.
No doubt about it. Like, the run he had, how he did it, even moving up to light heavyweight and then coming back down is a plus to me. Like, he's no doubt about it. Okay, so then there's two and three, and that's where we get
sketchy. Or let's go four, because if you say maybe he's not in the top three, he's four. You know, okay, so you want to put Rich Franklin down. Let's just put him down to someone we talk about.
Yeah.
So I just put down Franklin. How about Dan Henderson? I love me some Dan Henderson.
And if we're going outside of the UFC, then you could say that. Because okay. He was a great middleweight outside of the UFC as well. So if we're going outside of the UFC fighters.
No, sir, just UFC.
Just UFC, yeah, okay.
Top three heavy middleweight UFC.
Well, most of Hendo's fights came
right, but you don't think
at light heavyweight when he was in the UFC.
He did get choked out by the spider.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You're right. Let's not put in Hendo.
Just put it. Just say the name that we already like. I've already thrown out there. Bisping is out there. Just say it. Just put it. You can't. Why are you? Why are you denying Bisping?
John wants to go Bisping because like I had one more for. Because you know when you're a lawyer, when you get an argument, there's a reason you like. In the my cousin Vinny,
right to the point. Youths, it's about the
grits.
Youths.
It's about the grits. How could you make 7-minute grits down here in the South? You can't make 7-minute grits. But my other guy, my partner, Robert Whittaker is a great middleweight, an all timer. Do you have him up in the discussion?
I mean, he can be up there as well. Like, but we also
before we get to Bisping, I have Franklin's a good one, and that's a debatable one. But Anderson Silva and Whittaker, these are two good ones, right?
They're solid.
Oh yeah, Israel Adesanya beat them both.
He beat Anderson Silva not in his prime. All right. And then he beat Robert. He did beat Robert Whittaker, and that's legit. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I just it's early. It's early to say he's a top three.
Debbie, my sweet kids are amazing. Insane. The girls are awesome, getting bigger by the second. Dylan is a maniac. He's already on the top 10 regional scene. Dean Toole's been eyeing, look at that. He's been watching Dylan throw the hook. And Colin's building Legos and solving medical issues. So he's a genius. So the kids are great. Family's great. Wife is a superwoman, Wonder Woman. So, yeah, things are good. Okay. So he beat Silva a little bit. Silva was a little bit past his prime.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But Whittaker was...
No. Yeah. We're not arguing that.
The prime, prime. Yeah. He's the. I think Whittaker's underrated middleweight champ. I think you're missing, and this is a part of the argument too. Anderson Silva was so great for so long, and he is number one. He takes such a long space. UFC 56 to UFC 130, 180 of middleweight. Like, there's not a lot. Franklin's up there. Okay. Let's get into the meat and the potatoes.
Chris Leben. Get out of here. It's Chris Leben. There we go. Solve the puzzle. Chris Leben. No, you're probably right. Okay. Izzy's probably top three.
And okay, so what's the Bisping? What's your debate? Or it's just his, what's his side?
He did
the longevity.
The longevity of it. He beat so many good people.
Right.
And then he finally did win the belt.
Another one. I think let's throw two that I just thought of in here. How about Vitor and Rockhold?
Yeah.
And those are guys that are, you know.
And Bisping beat Rockhold.
Right.
And Vitor got beat by Anderson. Front kicked in the face. Like one of the greatest knockouts you ever watch.
Oh, one of the best
it was
ever.
The first front kick.
Oh, Machida?
Middleweight, yeah. But all time, he wasn't a middleweight champion. He was a light heavyweight
champion. Right. So, yeah. So Anderson. How about, can we do Anderson, Izzy, and Bisping, top three of all time. How about that?
Like I said,
UFC, not because, you know, I don't want to, Dan Henderson and Silva, the Axe Murderer, there's a lot of crazy all-timers.
No, I mean, Rich Franklin beat the Axe Murderer.
Dude, Rich Franklin, can I tapology him right quick? Is that part of the game?
Chuck Liddell, light heavyweight. I know Chuck Liddell fought, I get it, but still, he did it with a broken arm.
God, that was one of the greatest endings in MMA history.
With a half a second left in the first round.
Yeah, if he doesn't do it, the ref probably doesn't let him go.
Well, the corner can't let him go.
Yeah,
his arm's broke.
Yeah. That's what happened with Anthony Pettis and Tony Ferg.
Yeah. Hand broke. It's broke. It's done.
And we'll get into that later, guys. I'm watching Dana White just said whatever I got to do to make that fight happen April 18th.
For Tony Ferguson and Khabib?
I don't know. I just don't have. What I mean, people can't travel. People can't fly.
Put them on a bus now.
Let's go. Just get him to the Apex Center right now. Let him just train there at the PI. All right, let me go. I'm going to Rich Franklin. 6'1". 45 now. So funny, like he never really retired, too. Like I always thought he had one more fight.
He's now
29-7.
He works for, what do you call it?
One.
Yeah, one yeah. FC. As the like representative or something like that.
His last fight. Who did he lose to in his last fight? I wanted to see more fights of him in the UFC, and it just never happened.
Mark Munoz?
No. He's never fought Mark Nunes.
Oh.
You're thinking of Weidman!
No, he's not in top three. Okay. Is he better than that? Okay.
Kung Lee.
That was his last fight.
Yeah, last fight he lost to him. This is why I love, this is why some of my fans, them, the old school people I love, he lost to Kung Lee in the main event at UFC On Fuel TV 6.
Oh, shit.
There's like Fuel? Nine people that remembers that.
On Fuel?
Yeah, remember that? Wow. 147, 126, 115, 99, 93. Wow. Okay, so he lost to Kung Lee.
He beat some legit old aimers, though.
His last three wins, Vanderlei Silva, Chuck Liddell, and Vanderlei Silva again. He had a loss in between them all, but most of these are light heavyweight. Five of them are light heavyweight. Yeah. He lost to Forrest, Vitor, and Hendo. Then he had a good little run. Okay. He lost to Anderson Silva twice in there, and it's just that's just what everyone did. Yeah. He beat Mark Hamill, but not a lot of people remember how good Mark Hamill was.
During that time.
He's like, the John Jones beater. Yeah. he dominates John Jones. Travis Luter, same thing. No one remembers how good Travis Luter's career was.
Lost to Anderson Silva after he won the Ultimate Fighter. Yep.
Yushin Okami
was solid.
Jason McDonald.
Yep.
Nate Quarry. Nate the Great. Ken Shamrock.
Him. Yeah.
Like.
Back in the day, he was fighting a lot of dudes back in the day, but. He, like I said, you're right with the top three. I guess it was top three, and you're probably right. When you think of one, you think of the longevity, not the longevity, but you think the run that Anderson has, so he soaks up a lot of names.
Yeah, soaks up a lot. Lot of names. Like, you know, Nate Quarry was great. Evan Turner was great, but like,
yeah,
just not in that time. You know what I mean? There's just nothing. Yeah. They go, John, how is the gym going?
It's going good. It's hot. The sun's starting to heat up, so the gym gets really, really hot around this time. And even hotter as the summer goes on. But it's going good.
We just cleaned the hell out of it.
Why were you cleaning?
Because of the stupid coronavirus.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude. I'm just
no this. Sports! WrestleMania. I need The Rock. I need Stone Cold. Macho Man. No, it's Macho Man's. Rest
Macho
in peace.
Man's
rest in peace. Sorry. Sorry, Macho Man. Shawn Michaels, all you guys, come out. Please give us a WrestleMania to talk about.
And if Ronda Rousey's fighting on it, then you will show up. If she's not fighting on it, you're
it
not going to.
It never happens. Yeah, I always watch the Ronda Rousey ones. Come on, Ronda. You made me watch wrestling again. Let's go.
John Raffer came over the house like 3-4 times.
To watch Ronda Rousey.
18 months to watch wrestling. Every time Ronda Rousey had the belt.
Yeah.
Or fighting for the belt. It was just what it was. So, but Izzy's, you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's
Anderson. I won't debate. Let's just go.
How many more people does he have to? How many more people does he have to beat? Well, he can surpass Bisping after beating Paulo Costa.
I agree.
And he's probably a past Bisping as it is right now. But if he beats Paulo Costa, he's definitely past Bisping. But two more to beat. Does he have to go on Anderson Silva's ten title fight run or whatever, or does he have to just win like 4 or 5 title fights, like defend it 4 or 5 times and then be fine because he's fighting a different class?
Great question. The first thing that came to my head is it's the kind of who you fight to. Because, you at the end of the day, we're going to be like, I have Bisping up, so I can't get Izzy up right now. But, like, Whitaker, Yoel, Costa.
Well, he beat Gaslam to get it.
Right. The interim.
Yeah, but it was still.
Right, right. And Gas is up there. But then what I'm saying is, so just say that's his run, and then his next three is, let's just throw Darren Till. Kinnear and
Costa.
Yeah, yeah. But even one more after Costa. You know, and even how about Shabazzian wins four more in a row. It's like, holy crap, and he's that 16-17-0 guy. And then Izzy defeats him. Yeah, he's up there. But I'm you know.
Can he catch Anderson?
He can.
Okay.
Especially, he needs one big thing, and he needs to stay undefeated. That would help him. But if he beats Jack Hermanson, you know, sometimes, like, it is what it is. Some guys backpedal into the championship fight. You know what I mean?
So if he beats Costa, Jack Hermanson somehow, everybody else gets injured, Jack Hermanson going there, and then he beats a smaller Darren Till, and that's about all he gets. He doesn't get a chance at Jared Cannonier. He doesn't get Edmund Shabazzian because he falters along the way or something
right,
like that.
Right, right, right.
So like, then he only gets those guys, so you're saying that it doesn't really add up to Anderson's career.
Right.
Okay.
Makes sense. To who you beat helps, right?
Yeah.
You with me
sense.
On that?
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes sense. I can see that.
Man. I love this. I love our Fight Benaz community. All right, so let's go. I'm going to hit up Bisping real quick.
He just had, like, he made runs. You know what I mean? So many runs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and then the thing I'll give him a lot of credit for.
And he lost the people at the end of it with testosterone.
Yes. That run he had was amazing. For 3 years in a row, he beat everyone in the world except for TRT guys.
Yeah.
Exactly. So let's go. He lost to Hendo, the UFC 100, right?
Well, that was like, yeah, that was that knockout. Yeah. That was.
Then he won, and then he lost to Vanderlei Silva, 110. Then Dan Miller, Jorge Rivera, Jason Miller. Then he lost to Chael Sonnen. I don't remember that.
Got taken down a lot. And laid on. Even Chael Sonnen said that it was one of the hardest fights he ever fought.
And Chael Sonnen was clean as a whistle back then, right? beat Brian Stann. Dude, Brian Stann is one of the most underrated UFC fighters of my lifetime.
Is he? Yeah, he also is a hell of a commentator.
Oh, yeah. And he always fought the hardest guy possible at the time. He always fought the best guy in their prime, I felt like.
Yeah.
He never had an easy fight ever.
Yeah.
I love him.
His war with Wanderlei Silva was nasty. It was awesome.
Lost to Vitor, head kick, TRT. Yep. Beat Alan Belcher. There might be some Alan Belcher news coming soon. Lost to Tim Kennedy. Don't remember that. Unanimous decision. Beat Kung Lee. There's a Kung Lee opponent. One. Lost to Luke Rockhold. TRT, right? Wasn't he a TRT guy?
No. That was legit. Clean? That was legit.
Beat CB Dalloway. Beat ladies.
Thea Lytus.
Yeah, Lytus. He beat Anderson Silva at UFC Fight Night 84. That's that one. Then he beat Luke Rockhold for the strap.
That he did.
199.
That he did.
Beat Hendo at 204. Then lost to GSP. And then a week later lost to Gas. Like, hell of a run, dude. Like, it might be like a hell of a run.
Yeah, and he also won the Ultimate Fighter, didn't he?
Yeah. Back at, that's when they were, like, the shorts were super long past the knee. That was crazy. Like, that was old school. What's up, Drewski? Yeah, dude, yeah, brother Drew's back in America.
Oh, hey, awesome.
Knoxville.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I don't know if I was allowed to say that, but I did.
Oh.
Yeah. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
The Mark Wahlberg on Netflix movie was pretty good. Pretty good. It's a cop mystery. It was awesome.
What was it called?
Confessions or something? Confessions.
I think I know they're talking. I think I know you're talking about.
And one thing is super cool. Netflix did a great job. They have like a top 10 list now.
Your top 10 or their top 10?
Top 10 that's being watched in America.
Ah, okay.
So it's like, oh, wait, like that's got to be something popped. So,
nice.
And it's like, it's been number one 2 days in a row. It's like, nice. I just want to see the list.
Nice.
It was cool for like 5 days in a row was a new number one. I'm like, that's crazy because you would think whatever's number one is like, hey, darling, that's we're going to watch. We're like, oh, we're going to watch what's the number one thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was changing 5 days in a row. Looks wonderful in the lab. Dude, it is wonderful. Like, and it's, you guys are only seeing, like, this side of it. Up on the, there's pictures galore. Dean Thomas, Gerard Blackledge, Felicia Spencer, the number one contender on this world.
Robbie Lawler.
Robbie. Yeah. Kilburn.
Andre Arlovsky. Yo Romero.
Johnny Rad.
Yeah.
John _ Nas. Lucas Alexander up there.
The GOAT. Roy Jones Jr.
Oh, I love me some Roy Jones. Gosh, I love Roy. Love me some Roy JJ. Okay, another one. You ready for another? Yep. So, Bisping, Stylebender, Anderson. But okay, so we're done with the Izzy top three. If you guys agree or disagree, put it down there. Israel Adesanya, top three UFC middleweight of all time already. It's already locked in.
Oh, I know you want some of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. Oh, and JT, the 217-inch TV on the wall. I know, man. I miss it. It's behind
the camera. 314, bro. Get it right. Get it right, bro.
Big flat screen on the
wall.
Come
on now.
I need, like, the best producer in the world to come back so we can hook it up. Talking to you, JT. Eddie Martinez, what's up, bro?
What's up, dude?
The new manager. He's the boss, the heavy. You got a new gig.
Where at?
Gators in Orlando. Come see our man, Eddie Martinez.
All right.
Buy a drink.
Are you guys open right now?
Are we open? You might not. Yeah, put it out there.
Are you open? If you're open, put it on there, buddy.
See, we're open. Or right, we're open.
Yeah. You know what else is open? WarhammerFightwear.com. Got this awesome dry fit. WarhammerFightwear.com. Gosh, man. Sponsors, just keep it coming. We'll get paid $1 billion. He goes, yeah, hell yeah, they're open. So the next talking point on the Fight Bananas podcast that hopefully you're listening on iHeartRadio. Monday, all you can eat wings, by the way, he said. Wow.
Hell yeah. Can we just talk about the whole, like, the UFC that night?
Brazil? Yeah. And then when we get to, Johnny, we'll get there? Yeah. Okay. So UFC Brazil.
Start with the main?
Yeah, start with the main. The real Slim Shady, please stand up.
Please
tell
stand up.
Tell me you didn't think that the whole time watching Charles Oliveira.
I was just extremely impressed with him. Like, his striking got way cleaner. He was picking shots. He's learned how to take a shot better.
Yes.
If you notice, he took some good shots and everything like that.
Agree.
He took some, you know, some clean shots, but he learned how to take it better, and he definitely learned how to land precision strikes, timing wise, things like that, and he was putting it together well because he was clipping Kevin.
30 years old.
Yeah, he was clipping Kevin Lee some bit, and his ground game is straight up legit for MMA. I don't care what anybody says; it's straight up one of the baddest ground games you can have for MMA. Like, he just controls you everywhere he goes. It's sick.
God, a hell of a run he's on right now.
Yeah, seven finishes, right? Seven in a row.
Yeah.
Seven finishes in a row?
Yeah. And Dana White says, I love guy who finishes. And then...
Does he have a shot, though, bro? Does he have a shot?
Yeah, yeah. And you ready for this one? So his four losses. He has four UFC losses. You want me to name you these, you know, maybe these gentlemen you've heard of? You ready? Max Holloway, the greatest featherweight fighter of all time.
Yes.
Anthony Showtime Pettis.
Former lightweight champion.
Ricardo Lamas. Two-time number one contender, and Paul Felder, the greatest mixed martial artist of our lifetime. I love me some Paul Felder. He's like my new guy.
He's a bad man.
Yeah, he's like one of my new guys.
He's a bad man.
Yeah, Paul Felder, come on the show, dude.
He loves violence.
Yeah, like, he's just a good dude.
He's good at it, and he is. He's a good commentator, too.
Banner, thanks, dude. Eddie Martinez with the banner talk. Heath, what's up, man? Heath.
What up, mean?
Boxing, Island Fight 62. Watched it. I was there. I want to see Heath. I can't wait to see Heath back in an MMA contest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be fun.
Okay, so back to Charles. Like, for one, I love the new hairdo. Looks sharp. Looks awesome. Secondly, a little negative. Maybe one of the worst nicknames in the industry. Am I right? Du Bronx? Like, is that a horrible nickname? Like, if he was, I think he shouldn't really, his nickname should be the new Slim Shady or the... Please stand up, Charlos, stand up, Oliveira.
I mean, maybe. Like, I'm something back. To do with his game okay. of
something.
Just
like you gotta change the nickname, bro.
Charles the. I mean, you could go with Spider. You could go with Spider because he's like all over you.
How about like a Spider Monkey?
Charles the Black Widow.
Oh,
Oliveira.
That's dope.
Charles
I like
the
that.
Black Widow Oliveira.
Hey, Scarlett Johansson, Charlos, I'm all into that. I like that Black Widow talk. But funny. Okay, so then we are always super positive on this show. So we talked a lot about Charles Oliveira. Kevin Lee looked like shit.
Oh, man.
He looked horrible. He looked really bad.
Did he look gassed early to you?
Yeah. Mr. P. White. You know him, right?
Yeah.
He texted me right after the fight. Great seeing you guys back in the lab. I'll see you soon. I got to go to bed. Be work at 5. Who? No one's working anymore, JT.
What are you talking about, bro? Everything's shut down.
Oh, man.
The toilet paper's gone, bro. Nobody can work.
There's no toilet paper.
There's no toilet paper. Nobody can work.
Yeah. Kevin Lee looked like crap.
Yes.
He looked the weight. I think some people and I, everything I talk to all the fighters about, and this is why I'm so intrigued. It's so mental. The game is just so mental. I think he got messed up about the weight cut and about, is this show going to happen? Like, do I want to make this weight cut if the show gets canceled? Like, that was in the back of his head. You don't miss it by 3 pounds. He was talking about it all week long. I just think he almost felt like, and then there's no one there.
He's the first one to lose that was over, missed weight by more. And the,
right,
and like,
you're right,
like
you're
six
right.
fights.
You're right.
Like, dating back to last right. year. He's like the first one. It's everybody else that was overweight won.
You're right.
Good job, Charles Oliveira, for putting that.
And then afterwards, he was super cool with him about it and like much respectful because a lot of times when you miss weight.
You see what your boy said about him?
Which one?
Your boy.
Oh, Georgie. Yeah, he got on him. Good for Mock. That's what the whole world was thinking. And you know what? Like, you know, people don't have the filter. Masvidal just.
I got a little angry at the TV when I saw that. I was like, "Come on, man! You know you tap, bro. Like, you know,
oh
you
yeah,
did. Like,
come on." And he tapped. It was like boom, 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 boom. Like, it wasn't a one.
It was
five taps.
Yeah, it was. I was thinking that was the number I was thinking too. It was five.
Did you? I'm telling you. I think I watched the back. It was like five. Like, taps.
I mean, I get it. Unless it was one of those things where when you tapped. You tap because you were going to sleep and your body made you tap. And then all of a sudden when, you know, he let go, you really did wake up because you were about to go out. Maybe, but it just looked kind of funky, bro. And it looked kind of like you just were trying to play it off.
Yeah, he's like the same thing. He's like, who says that? And then just going into it, he looked slow, sluggish, didn't want to be there. And out of any sport, like if, you know, you try super hard, but... I'm 6 foot and white. I can't play against LeBron. He's gonna jump and dunk on me, right? Like in a fight, that's the one thing you're like, dude, if you just have all grit, all heart, you know, there's tons of fighters. The Brock Weaver type, you just have all that grit in you, you can go a long way.
Yeah.
You can go a long way. So what up, Brad? How you doing, brother man? The shop is looking awesome. In Golf Breeze, their proper nutrition, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Headstonenutrition.com, hit that up for sure.
I heard he makes the best shakes.
Shakes,
yeah.
Yeah,
so I want to try them things.
And it's like, I heard it's decently healthy, right? It's like, it's not like a...
No, it's like a healthy shake.
Yeah, healthy shake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's not like a Dairy Queen malt.
No.
They dip it in the malt.
Culver's, oh my God. Yeah, I had that the other night. Culver's is great.
This is, you know, when... I'm going to steal a guy from, you know, my man, Joe Rogan, you know, my dude. He just, they talk about food so much on it. I'm in love with Culver's.
Yeah. Oh, like, their burger is unbelievable.
The whole thing, man. Like, so Sundays we hit up church. We go to church. We go with the faves, our guy, Kyle, Trish, the whole family, all the kids. And we go to Culver's a lot. It's one of our spots. That they have like a milkshake, which is amazing. Susie gets the mint chocolate chip every time. She like, it's incredible, better than, you know. But what I get, what I like to get is like the, I'm a Blizzard guy, McFlurry guy.
They have the concrete.
Yeah, the concrete.
Yeah.
It, unbelievable, dude. The Snickers
fantastic.
Concrete at Culver's, like. Whatever they want, whatever you want
to
do.
They do the ones where you go to the, where you can get the concrete, like however you want it, right? You can make it however you want it, like you do, like with the Snickers.
Yeah, I want the Snickers.
Like, you can do the chocolate ice cream or the chocolate custard or the vanilla custard or whatever their fancy custard is that they, right? But if you go to their case, you can get 4 pints for $11. 4 pints for $11 of whatever they decided to put in their case that day. And I'll get... the Mountain M&M Oreo Mountain Madness, Chocolate Madness. And then I'll give Mandy like double strawberry. And then I'll put like 3 more chocolate things in there. For $11, bro. It's my snack for the whole week.
It's so good.
Oh, it's great.
Like,
it's so
great. I don't think I've ever had custard in my whole life.
So
I guess it's like so Like, I don't
so
know.
So creamy,
it's,
rich, and thick.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. And it just tastes delicious. Oh, I'm so, man, Culver's, hey. Shout you want to sponsor the Fight Bananas podcast? Yes. Like, we'll have like a Culver's ice cream. Talking, you know, another great place in town too. I'm going to show them some love right now. Is Alberto's.
Alberto's Pizza.
Yeah, man, we've been killing that lately at the house. The kids love the pizza.
That pizza you gave me the other night was banging.
Oh yeah, yeah. The
The
White Buffalo.
Yeah, the White
the
Buffalo.
White Buffalo,
yeah,
at White Buffalo Alberto's. Pizza. Alberto's. It's unbelievable.
That was delicious.
Incredible stuff over there.
Really good.
Going bananas. Also, what they have too, they have like these garlic knot sliders. So I like garlic knots. I'm a garlic knot guy.
I just like bread.
Yeah, bread, butter, and garlic.
Why not? That seems perfect to me.
Then you put meatballs in there. You put a Philly cheesesteak in it. Susie put a chicken parmesan in it, bro. It was,
yeah,
just, come on, man.
That sounds good.
Alberto's. Go see them. Check them hungry out on Facebook. Yelp them. Whatever.
All right. Of it. Do all that good stuff.
So, yeah, I thought Oliveira looked awesome.
Do you give him a shot?
Yes.
When?
All the way.
When?
All the way.
After Tony and
Oh, Kadir? No. Does he get it? Or oh, like, yeah. No, I want. He needs four more wins.
He's on a 7-5 finish streak, and he needs four more wins.
Don't matter. It's the division, crazy, bro.
I know.
It's
I
the
know
division.
I get it, but it's he's nuts. Good. Why not just give him Justin Gaethje? Or no, Conor, no. Give him Conor McGregor.
No way on
why
this
not
planet he's fighting Conor McGregor.
Why not? In Brazil right now in an empty stadium.
Because he would sell an empty stadium. Even Conor couldn't take that. He couldn't even make him a panty night on that.
Oh.
There's no way. Charles Oliveira?
In Brazil?
Nope.
It'd sell out.
For one, it's Conor who sell out anything. He'll sell out versus
there
a Brewster.
That's all I was saying.
But,
okay.
No, he has to fight. He, oh, didn't he?
Who's
I think
he fight
called
next?
Out Paul Felder. I think he did. Or like, he's got to fight Hooker, Felder, Dustin Poirier first. He's got to beat one of those guys. Then I think he goes into that Gaethje mix. Gaethje or the loser, maybe of Khabib Tony.
What about Cowboy? Is Cowboy staying at 170 or is he coming back down to 155? Why can't he fight Cowboy?
You see, he still fights?
Oh, does he? Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he
doesn't. I don't know, man.
He may not.
Could you imagine Conor versus Gilbert Burns? We're getting into that, Eddie. Come on, stop going too far ahead.
No, I can't imagine that. They'll never make that fight.
Oh, never. Because he's like... Those guys are so good, and they're
I commend
not a big enough name. It just doesn't do...
I commend
topics.
Gilbert Burns for wanting to fight Tyrone Woodley on
no,
a one-week
man.
Notice.
I think they had that fight. They had it.
Really?
And then it got canceled. That's kind of behind the scenes.
That's what
stuff.
It was going to be. It was
yeah.
going to be Gilbert?
Yeah.
That's great.
Gilbert was all gung-ho about it.
Check
Woodley
left.
Said he would have done it. You know, I heard some...
Would have been a great scrap. Would have loved,
oh,
I would have
yeah,
loved that.
Dude. That's a... They might make that fight.
Why not?
Right?
Why not? That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. I would love that fight.
I get excited about that one. Because oh, yeah. You know Gilbert's going to bring it to Woodley, and Woodley's going to have to fight.
Right. Right. And I don't think Woodley would really want to wrestle him down, because if you're down with Gilbert Burns.
Boy. That's a bad boy. That's a bad boy. It's a four-time world BJJ.
Damian Maia had his back.
Get off me.
Slither.
Yep.
Put an arm down. Like, it was unreal. Like, oh, Gilbert Burns is one of those guys.
Yeah,
he's one of those guys.
He's a got, problem.
Yeah.
He's a motivated problem, too. And those are the worst.
I feel like with everything down south, and he trains over there with Usman and everything, I think he sees what Usman has done and everything he's got. And I think he's like, it just sparks. It's like, oh, there's a blueprint there.
But what happens when they're in the same category and they are in the same division?
And they got the same agent, too. Oh, they don't fight. It's just... Unless you pull a Kobe George, but like those two guys,
this,
I don't think they fight.
This isn't a team sport, bro. Like, that you're telling me right now Gilbert doesn't fight to be world champion?
No.
No. Why does Gilbert fight to be a world champion, right?
Yes.
Why does Kamaru Usman fight? Because he's living his dream right now being a world champion.
Correct.
And if that stays that way and Gilbert gets to the top, one of them, they have to fight. I don't care how this world works. Their egos are going to clash.
Pretty good, John. Pretty good. No, it's pretty. But I think, and let me see if you agree with this, other than GSP, the welterweight strap kind of rotates. 1-2-3 win.
It'll rotate. Probably change hands before that.
Right.
I understand.
I think by the time Gilbert gets there, just say if he beats Woodley and then he needs to fight one more guy, maybe Usman is not
the
one.
And loses to Jorge and it all moves itself around.
Right.
And I get that.
Gilbert versus Jorge. I love that fight.
No, I get it too. I love that fight too. But I'm just saying,
I love
like
that fight.
I actually would rather see Gilbert and Covington.
You ready for out of all the fights? Because they talked. I don't know. I'm not into that fight. You know why?
I'm into that fight because Covington will want to wrestle this man after a little while of feeling the power, and I think Gilbert will want to wrestle him too, and it'll be fun. It'll be a fun little fight. I don't think Covington wants that fight.
Oh, I know he doesn't want that fight. Gilbert Burns puts him down. I think, like, out of all those names you said, I think Covington could beat the five other guys we just said, you know, Oos, George, Wood, whatever, Robbie, they're all in that mix. Out of all those guys, the guys he doesn't, I think Burns walks through Covington. Like, just, I don't know, it's a feeling. Yeah, it's a gut thing. Like, I think it's too much power, and then he definitely does not want to go down with him. I think Gilbert submits him.
Yeah, I think he submits him too. I think that's what's happening.
And it's like,
I honestly think it happens from Colby touching him up. Tell you the truth, from
really?
From volume,
sure.
But then
gets too close to him during the volume,
and then it goes down. Yeah, yeah. And then from that point on,
Gilbert doesn't want to get hit anymore.
Well, not even that. Just yeah. I'm a 4-time BJJ world champion. I'm about to take your back and choke you out.
Right.
It's just easier this way.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
It's just easy this way to choke you.
But
out.
What about your hype train?
Okay.
Your super hard train you want to talk about.
So, yeah, the co-main event was that Moicano, real quick.
Moicano.
Huh?
Moicano.
Moicano?
Hanato Moicano.
Huh?
Hanato Moicano.
I love you. You keep saying the name. You're doing amazing over there. Kilburn talked about him a lot on the show. He goes he might be the most underrated best fighter in that gym.
The reason you don't remember him
is the name.
No.
If he was like Justin Edwards?
No, it's because he fought, he came up really quickly, fought Jose Aldo, and got beat by Jose Aldo.
Right.
And then he fell off, got hurt a little, I don't know if it was hurt or something happened, started, and then killed up, and then he fought Korean Zombie on the way back, like when Korean Zombie came back and took
right.
all the hype again. Like, it's not that he lost to bad people in any kind of way. He lost to Jose Aldo, right? And he lost to Korean Zombie recently.
Right.
Like, it's not, I mean, he lost to, like, top one of the former greatest of all time, right? Featherweight, former greatest, second of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Easily second.
Easily second.
Easily second.
Second.
Hands down second.
Yeah.
Right.
No doubt.
And then he lost to,
no doubt.
Then he lost to Korean Zombie, which is top 10 all time.
I love me some Zombie, too.
Man, Zombie's one of my favorites. And he lost to him.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's completely right when he says this dude is super talented and underrated or whatever like that. It's because, yeah, he's fought top four guys in the world, and that's the only people he's lost to. That's the reason why you don't remember him.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh. But no, he'll walk through a lot of people.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot. And he's going to be fun to watch because he's big for that division, too. He's tall.
Okay, so I just put on that. Okay, so we're getting into it right now. Then the fight before that, we saw Johnny Walker in the light heavyweight division versus a guy, I don't know, Christoph?
You really don't know who he is?
No. Is he good?
Like Nikita Krylov?
Yeah.
Yes. Good? Very good.
Really good?
He does what he did to a lot of people. Look him up. Topology him.
I'm about to tap him.
Tap him.
I'm going to tap him. But...
But no, Nikita Krylov is legit, bro. He took a little time off, but he poses a very large threat to a very large group of people in that lightweight division, one of them also being Jon Jones. And when
Come on now.
Listen, how we're looking at what you just thought Jon Jones lost.
No,
he never lost. Okay. So don't tell me that. Don't tell me like come on now. Nikita Krylov is a very good fighter. He's tough. He's there. He's good on the ground, very good on the ground. He's very good controlling, good ground and pound, and his stand-up is solid. He has a very well-rounded game. He's like a Jack Hermanson of the light heavyweights.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, great analogy. Great analogy.
And at any moment, Jack Hermanson can pose a problem for somebody in the light heavyweights if he can get you down and get you in the positions that he wants.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. No, I love that analogy. But that nice gentleman with a lot of potential beat Johnny Walker, who is now 17-5, 27 years old. Do you remember when he defeated Misha Kruchov guy? Yeah. UFC 235.
And he also beat Khalil Roundtree.
And he did that. People thought he could have been the number one contender of the light heavyweight division.
But like he kind of popped his elbow on his one in.
Well, he did the worm.
Yeah. It's like Scotty Too Hotty.
Scotty Too Hotty.
Scotty Too Hotty.
Scotty Too Hotty. Oh my god.
Brian Christopher and Rikishi.
I need Scotty Too Hotty to come out of retirement too and go to WrestleMania.
Go to WrestleMania.
Oh my god. And Brutus no. What's the dude? What's what they called him? The with the weird bicep that just was what
Scott Steiner.
Scott Steiner. Yes. What'd they call him?
Big Papa Pump.
God. Big Papa Pump come out of retirement and go to WrestleMania.
Come on now. Big Papa Pump.
You got more hype train. Your hype train is way more legit than Johnny Walker's right now.
I think he said like his catch line was like, where are all my freaks at?
Yeah. You can't say that now.
Oh, you can't say that.
Oh, that would that's funny.
No, your guy lost to Teixeira Jamblakovich, who's an absolute, but you know, he's played. No, I'm sorry that I was low on Christoph.
He's good.
Overrun. 27 years old.
And that's what I'm saying. He took time off.
Right. I'm seeing
like,
that.
You see what I'm saying? Like he took a little time off. But
number 10.
Yeah, he's solid. He's got he has a lot of skills that pose a threat.
Yeah. Wow, okay. I apologize. Anyway, so Johnny Walker could have been the number one contender of the world.
I think I jumped on the hype train a little bit early too.
And now I heard his next move is to fight Ryan Bader in Bellator.
Well,
wow. All right.
To be honest, he's just an athlete that doesn't quite understand his athleticism to be able to be utilized.
He's so sloppy, bro.
But that's what I'm getting at. He doesn't understand how to utilize his athleticism. Like he hasn't. It's like that Michael Peep whatever the dude that does the backflips for no apparent reason in the ring.
Oh yeah, they got the backflip guy
that tries to land on you that way.
Who lost to Diego Sanchez?
Did he? Yes, he did. In that horrible
illegal knee.
It was killed. But him, he doesn't utilize his athleticism in the right way either. Like it's overly utilized, right?
Right.
So and Johnny Walker's is like I just feel like they need to get someone needs to direct them better. And I think with time, Faraz Sahabi will do that because he's up in TriStar. I thought
he is.
Yeah. So I think
they're going to boot him out after that performance. I thought he looked horrible. Bad.
I think he just had. That's how much you realize he has to learn because that dude was an MMA fighter that had a rounded game and was like, no, I'm not even going to let you be athletic. I'm going to take you out of.
I thought he looked bad, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, he also fought number 10. I know he was listed as a world beater at one point, but he's obviously not a world beater.
Man. But I just think, like, he was. And then people were even throwing him against. You know, could he beat Jones and all this stuff and championship? Now
at one point, I wanted to see him and Dominic Reyes.
Yeah, right. And then Dominic, you can argue he's the light heavyweight, one of the kings. He's the number two in the world
right now. He is, yeah, right now.
I gotta see. Are they running it back? I don't know. That's been quiet.
You wanted to run it back?
Oh yeah, yeah,
100%.
Yeah, I do.
Right away?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. And usually I don't. I think that fight, they should run it back. And I think
it's close.
There's only two things that could happen, right? Jamblakovich gets more hype because he just sits on the shelf and just gets bigger. Or you put him against Johnny Walker and let him just tag him out. You know, whatever, right? You put him, and then he gets another win. It's like, oh, Jan has to fight him. He has to fight him.
Who's another light heavyweight besides Dominic Reyes and Jamblakovich right now?
Glover Teixeira.
Yeah, and Anthony Smith.
Yeah, the winner of that fight's John.
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that, yeah.
I would like that. Yeah. But
it's a...
Facebook's got an orange bar on top. Oh, it's back now. But we're still recording on the podcast. Hopefully people are maybe not watching it. And then... go on iHeartRadio and then download, subscribe, and I'm going to drop this tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Drop it whenever.
I'm just going to drop it
all week. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Is that for real?
Yes. And what do you call it? Snoop Dogg.
Oh, man. I love me some Snoop.
There's more Snoop Dogg.
Okay, so then who is? I wrote a name down, and our old school UFC fans will love it, and this will give me a lot of cred in the streets. That's what the kids say. I think maybe one of the greatest, one of the most overhyped UFC fighters of all time is
Brandon Vera. Remember BV?
He's the ONE FC champion right now. Heavyweight.
Really?
Go ahead.
Eddie Martinez goes Ben Askren. Whoa. Whoa.
Overhyped?
No, BV, remember, he was the same.
He lost the one person, people. And besides, I mean, besides Damian Maia fight, he lost, like, he literally, like, you know what I mean? Like, he lost a, it was a knee in 5 seconds, right? Was it 4 seconds?
Four seconds.
Before that, he was dominating the world. Like let's, I mean, he's not overrated.
I don't think he's overrated.
No.
He fought the greatest fighter to ever live, George Masvidal. And then he lost a good fight against
but
Damian Maia.
You said Brandon Vera, the greatest, the most overrated fighter?
Yeah, I think he's super overrated. Remember
he's,
the UFC?
He's the ONE FC heavyweight champion.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what ONE FC is? He's like, I don't know what ONE FC is.
But I'm sorry.
Demetrius Johnson.
ONE FC is going to be like, dude, I want to hire David Van Auken. He'll be a great commentary guy. I'm like, nope, sorry. I listened to him on the fight that
I don't know. I don't know who you are. What? You don't know us? No, I don't know who you are.
Oh, Debbie Gimbel, we can't say that on the show. Debbie goes, Mike Perry. We can't say that.
Just over Ray was over.
Damn. Oh, man. Damn. Eddie, get on her, Eddie. Come on, Eddie. Eddie will support Mike Perry on that.
The most overrated fighter, how about Brandon Vera?
Yeah, yeah. How about you give me one then, man? I feel like you're always you always kind of playing the shield a little bit over there. Everyone loves John Radford over there. The professor, I say some stuff that gets the heat. I'm bringing the kitchen. I'm like Arboto's bringing in the slice of cheese pizza. Who's overrated, bro?
The most overrated fighter ever in UFC history?
Like,
it's
overhyped,
the easiest,
so guys,
it's the easiest thing ever, bro.
No. And he looked at me, and I think I know what he's going to say, but we'll...
It's only one of two.
No.
It's only one of two.
I do know it now. I'm thinking about it's CM Punk.
He was never a fighter. Why are we even talking about him?
But he was overhyped.
He was a wrestler. We don't count him.
Okay, so he doesn't count. So who are you thinking? Who are you saying?
Who do I only come over your house to watch WrestleMania for?
Oh, Ronda?
Rousey.
No.
Let's debate. I got nothing but time because you know what? It's spring break and then I got another week off and I got no toilet paper. Luckily, you have some baby wipes, which I'm really going to take home with me, Dave. I'm not even playing with you because I need some toilet paper in my life.
And I bring the baby wipes everywhere with me. I love them.
You have to. You have two twins that are babies. You have to bring baby wipes.
I wasn't even talking about the kids. Just for me. Nice. Like, I like to eat and drink. Your hands are dirty or go to the bathroom. Let me
tell you this. Why?
My
she's over.
Out loud. Chris Cyborg.
She said that?
Yeah.
She said that? Your wife? Susie?
No. Eddie's wife.
Oh, Eddie's wife said Chris Cyborg. I was this close to thinking that, but it's not true.
No, yeah.
I can say that because she was on steroids for a little while, so you might be able to say that. But no, Ronda Rousey is the most overrated fighter of all time.
No, dude.
Stop it.
I used to dislike Chris Cyborg. I'm actually a fan of Chris Cyborg. Felicia Spencer said a lot of great things about her, and even
you know that meme that says that person that says this thing changed my mind.
Yeah,
I'm the meme. I'm the dude that says changed my mind that Ronda Rousey's not the most overrated fighter. Besides your boy Brock Lesnar, we're not talking about him.
No.
He was a wrestler.
One of the greatest heavyweights of all time.
He was a fucking wrestler, a pro wrestler. That's what he's doing.
One of the greatest UFC heavyweight fighters of all time. Maybe him and Fedor are the two greatest heavyweight fighters of our life. Brock Lesnar. So he wants this.
Stipe, I apologize for this man's ignorance. And DC, I'm so sorry. Stipe. The greatest heavyweight fight that's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And it's going to happen again for a third time, right?
I heard a rumor.
And you're going to go over here and tell me that Brock Lesnar is the motherfucking.
So you want me to go on Ronda?
Yes, I do.
That was me drinking Fusion CBD water, by the way.
It's good for you. It's good for you.
Go get it.
And what shirt are you wearing?
Huh?
What shirt are you wearing?
Oh, yeah, Warhammer Fightwear.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, dry fit it at WarhammerFightwear.com. Or get it on the Amazon app. Okay. Did you just watch the fight with Joanna Jędrzejczyk versus Zhang Weili? Watch that fight?
Absolutely.
You love that fight, right? It was a great fight.
Great fight.
Great fight, right?
Somebody on there trying to debate about Ronda? No.
Not yet.
Everybody's on
it was
my
a great
side
fight.
Of it.
That fight does not happen if it's not Ronda Rousey.
Motherfucker.
That fight does
We're
not exist.
We're not talking about her contributions to MMA. Exist. We're just the Izzy argument. The talent. We're talking about talent. And I'm not saying she didn't do something great. She was dominant.
Okay. So talent.
She was dominant for 9 fights in a row, right? Was it 9 fights? 9 arm bars, whatever the hell
eight
it was.
Or nine.
She
eight
knocked
or nine?
One girl out and made her poop herself. I can't help that, but that's just what happened, right?
Yeah, it does happen.
It happens once in a while.
It happens.
Every morning after I eat too much chocolate. But what I'm saying is it what did it take? It took a very simple game plan to beat her.
No,
did it not? Everybody else ran at her. Everybody else, because Liz Carmouche gave her a problem in the first fight.
She did.
And everybody else ran at her and got mad and did it. Misha Tate just wasn't good enough on the ground to make that accomplishment, right?
Right, couldn't stop.
I bet if Alpha Cat Sagano does not run at her and throw a knee and then get weird, turned, arm-barred, shoulder lock, looked like it was in a WWE fake figure four triangle that people tap to, even though I know that really hurt. If she doesn't do that and she keeps her range and fights like she like the Muay Thai she does, she probably beats Ronda.
I love the debates when the person that I'm debating with says that magical word if. It happened, dude.
It did.
They fought,
but it's over. It's over. Now what happened? What happened when she fought two people that understood the simple game plan? No. It's not even a contest. No, you did not ever have. Now, one point when she fought Amanda Nunes, did you ever think she was going to win?
The greatest female fighter of our lifetime. So that's a great, that's a good loss.
And at one point.
That's a good loss.
And then she lost to a gatekeeper.
But no, that's fine. The Holly Holm.
The first one was
a
gatekeeper.
Yeah, yeah. But is she, Holly Holm, is she going to be a Hall of Famer?
Yes, but she's a gatekeeper.
Now,
yeah. But she could still whoop Ronda Rousey's ass.
Andy, get off this right now.
The Holly Holm now could still go beat Ronda Rousey when she was running the table.
Maybe.
No, she could still do it. It's
a simple
game plan.
Yeah, simple game plan. But okay, even in that game plan, she's still, her two losses are great losses.
I'm not saying that.
Are amazing losses.
Dave, look at what I'm saying, though. When a simple game plan, when you can, bro, if it says run the ball to, if the Patriots go, guess what? The Atlanta Falcons don't guard the screen to the left. What's Bill Belichick going to do, bro? He's going to throw screen left and then just go and beat it, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
And that's what I'm getting at. Real fighters, you don't have just one simple game plan to beat you. Like, talented, unbelievable. There was no simple game plan to beat Anderson Silva was what? Take him down and beat the shit out of him, right? That was going to happen. Did that work? Mm. It didn't. You got triangled at the end. Ronda would have won those fights if there wasn't a simple game plan to beat her. And that's what I'm saying. There's no simple game plan to beat the greats like Jon Jones. There's no simple plan to beat the great.
I agree with you. No, I agree with you.
She's so overrated.
But I agree with you. But you're saying the greats. You just mentioned your words. Anderson Silva and Jon Jones. So maybe she's not Anderson Silva or Jon Jones.
But
she's
overrated for all of it. The thing she did was she was contributions to MMA.
Maybe she was overrated, but the most overrated, the most overhyped. That's not her, man. Maybe she was maybe a little bit. And I can concede in this lovely conversation we're having. Maybe she was a little bit not as good as what she was and the aura around her and her legacy and the contributions. But dude, the judo herself getting a medal, like she can roll now. She can throw. She can wrestle. She can grapple.
Did you say that? Did you say throw punches?
No. Throw like the opponent.
Yes,
like,
yes.
You know, absolutely. The judo throw.
1,000%. 1,000%.
So I think there's still something there. I you know, if you don't want to say she's the greatest female fighter,
Brock Lesnar's got a great double leg too, but he's fucking overrated.
Ask Reina Couture at the double.
He's a giant human being. He's going to be able to beat certain people.
This is Brock Lesnar, Reina Couture.
What did Cain Velasquez do to him? Another large gentleman that could out wrestle.
A good loss?
Would Cain beat Reina Couture? Frank Mir rolled an angle, knee barred him.
In this first fight ever.
I don't give a fuck. If he's that great, he wouldn't have lost, right? Huh?
Ronda didn't have the right competition yet. She couldn't last too long if she tried to come back.
Thank you.
Eddie, but that's all you can do.
No, but what I'm saying is it's over.
Michael Jordan stats? Are we taking away
Joe
Montana stats?
He put away Hall of Famers. He put away Hall of Famers.
Ronda didn't put away Hall of Famers?
Only because the sport's too young.
Right,
but two other Hall of Famers beat her.
Agree.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Agree. No, that's other a Hall great
of,
point. Agree.
Name Hall of Famers that beat Michael Jordan, just to make your point.
None.
Thank you.
No, wait. Isaiah Thomas?
No, didn't beat him.
Isaiah beat him?
No. I'm saying when we're talking about the primes.
Okay.
We're talking about during prime. When he made his run, did anybody beat him?
No.
In the finals is what I'm talking about.
Right.
I know Michael Jordan. I know Michael Jordan lost to a lot of people. I'm talking about when he made it to the finals. Did any of those Hall of Famers beat him?
No.
No, he didn't. And that's what I'm talking about. Clarify that. I understand Michael Jordan lost a lot. I get that. It's basketball.
Patrick Ewing.
He did. He lost to Patrick
Ewing. Karl Malone, Barkley Stockton.
He lost to a lot of people.
MJ, Magic Johnson, James Worthy.
He beat him in the finals though when they made it.
Yeah, Clyde Drexler beat him all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And watch it. I got the kids on Space Jam.
Oh yes, high five.
That's like I get father points for that, right? The coronavirus is real. Everyone that's listening on the podcast, so we're on Facebook Live right now, and that's what we're doing. So we're just doing both. So if you're listening to it on another day, we're on Facebook Live. And we high-fived each other. And after John did it, he was so disgusted.
He was never disgusted, just funny.
Yeah, he wiped it with my baby wipes. He goes, bro, me too.
But, dude, like, I mean, I don't even know why we're arguing this. How is she not the most overrated?
She's not. She's had such a great career. Space Jam in the car. Of course, Eddie.
Can someone else come on here and debate me on this? I don't mean it meanly. She did amazing things for this sport. She was the right person to do all those things for this sport. If somebody else, I don't think somebody else could do that. Let me make that clear.
Okay.
I don't think at the time somebody else would have been the polarizing character that she was. She was perfect for it. And when we look down at talent, she's not untalented. But when we look at the bulk of it, how much of a pedestal she was put on for being a fighter.
Right.
She's not that fucking good, bro.
Right. No, and
in MMA. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get that. That I kind of agree with.
Like that's overrated.
But not the most ever. So I can put her in the
She was on the highest pedestal. She was the biggest star in the universe when it came to MMA.
But, okay,
she was almost bigger than Conor was or is.
Maybe you can argue that, but you're using that's to me two different arguments. You're using that she had maybe the biggest fall, or she's the biggest. If she's a 10, and then in real life she's an 8, that's only 2 points. Brandon Vera, they thought, was an 8, and he's a 3. That's
She's still a champion right now, fighting in another country.
Okay, so that
like another world. I don't want to say another world.
The right person to market.
I'm just saying. Another
one.
How are
who's the feather? Who's the? Give me the. Who did T.J. Dillashaw knock in?
Hennen Burrell.
Yeah. How about Hennen Burrell? He was like, remember, like 20 wins in a row. They thought he was like.
He ran through people at least.
Then he was just. He was off the face of the earth.
I can't help that he has no confidence anymore because he got beat by T.J. twice. That's not like his fault.
So
I mean, it is his fault. I'm sorry.
This is
completely his fault. Sorry. But what I'm saying is, like, I mean, like, okay, but he ran the table on a lot of people. And I get that, but that's like, you just look at the skill set. Just look at the skill set. That's all I'm saying.
Like, wow, CM Punk, huh? Rousey is over Punk?
He's not a fighter. And how is he hyped?
Well, he was hyped.
He was hyped.
Maybe he wasn't overrated, but he was hyped.
But how was he? But like
he was the co-main.
He was only hyped because of his name, because he was from the WWE, yeah. And he happened to be the biggest. Which how did he become so big? I wasn't watching WWE then.
He was amazing on the mic.
Was he really?
Yeah, one of the best promos of
better than The Rock, better than Stone Cold.
No, and those are the two greatest of all time, and then they were at the same time. So when you go against each other, without. You know, Muhammad needed Sonny Liston. You know, it's just awesome to have that, right?
Gotcha.
But he, for 5 years, was easily just the best promo. It was unreal.
Do you know Sonny Liston? You know, I watched a video the other day. Sonny Liston shot fake blanks at Muhammad Ali at a press conference one time or something.
No, I never knew that.
And then he goes like this. He literally shoots it around and he pulls it into his gun. He goes, shh. He goes, I was like,
it's a
different day and age, bro.
Now,
different day and age.
20, we can't even.
No one reached for the.
Go get a slice of pizza out there with
in the video.
Sick
in the video. I mean, I'm telling the story like you know, like I was there, but I mean, I wasn't. I mean, I watched the video, but in the video, no one reached for Sonny Liston or anything. No one even like in the video, like no one went to grab the gun from Sonny Liston. They just all just kind of just did this. Muhammad Ali's like, nah, I'm out. And then he literally pulls open his jacket and then shoots the blank again into his gun, into his jacket. Like
they just let it go?
And he holds it. I was like, and then the clip ends. I was like, No one tried to tackle him.
Yeah.
No one tried to do anything.
You didn't get suspended.
No, it was fine.
CBA.
They probably still fought. Yeah. That was probably fine. But everything would have been.
Like,
think about that.
If we were alive in the 70s.
Think about that now, though. Think about it. That happened now. Yeah. Oh, my. Nope. It's over. No. Your whole career is done.
Conor McGregor like did a sign of a gun on his hand.
Yeah.
And they almost stopped the fight.
Right.
He couldn't fight Floyd Money and made it $100 million because he almost did that. It's like,
yeah. It's like, oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah. Crazy.
When is Conor going to fight again? When's that going to happen?
He may not wait for Khabib, and then we may not be able. Who the fuck? Who knows how long we're waiting?
What are we doing?
What if it's like montage? All of a sudden, Rocky music goes on, and we're sitting here 3 months later, and my beard's like really long, and you finally have a beard, and we're just
like this? Throwing this out crazy.
And we're just still sitting here talking. Beard. Yeah, Corona beards, and we're just still here talking. Mm. Toilet paper's not restocked yet.
Oh.
We're still wiping with the baby wipes that you have because you were at the baby shower. You're probably given a million.
Yeah, I do have a lot of wipes.
You got a whole like pantry closet full of them.
But how long?
Dude, how long?
I don't know what's going to happen, guys. We are in a weird time.
Dude,
Corona 2020. It's like, wow. Weird time.
I just want to say this. If you hoard all of the cleaning products, everyone else is going to be dirty and you're still going to get it.
This is probably one of the smartest things this man's ever said. Listen to this, guys. Like, listen, if you're this guy, listen to John Radford right now.
If you buy up all of the hand sanitizer, if you buy up all the Lysol and all the hand soap and all the antibacterial stuff and no one else can get it, everyone else has to wash their hands. We all need to be clean. Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense to anybody. I'm sorry. It doesn't make any sense.
You get, like, one cuss word, like, an hour.
I used ours in this hour.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense why...
It's funny you say that. Back to
it just doesn't make sense.
It's brilliant what you're saying right now. It really is. But like the cuss thing, like I didn't even know. And then like on the podcast, and like I was listening to it because yeah, I listened to myself on the podcast the next day. It has like a big E on it. I'm like, what's this E? Like I didn't do this. What is this? And it's like explicit. It's like the podcast.
Oh, it tells it.
Yeah,
it tells
like,
it.
Oh yeah, we did cuss a lot on that one.
They got a cuss counter.
What do you do for a living? You know, I'm a mailman. Oh, what do you do for a living? You know, I'm a salesman. I talk for a living. What do you do for a living? I listen to podcasts and hear people cuss.
And I count cuss words. What? A cuss word counter, curse word counter, whatever you want to call it. It's got to be a job. No, it's an algorithm.
It's a
recorded algorithm. It's an algorithm. That'd be
What happened if we cut, like, every cuss word we say now is strawberry? We're saying strawberry. That guy's strawberry right now.
I told a kid the other day, he goes, man, that's a bad word. I go, is it? Why is it a bad word? Why are the words that we say, why are those considered bad words?
Right.
Like, why is that word a bad word? And he goes, I don't know. I'm going to go ask my mom. I was like, no, go do some research. He goes, no, ask my mom. She'll tell you why it's a bad word. I was like, that didn't go where I wanted it to go. I wanted to like look it up why it's a bad word.
Right.
Yep. Still don't know what mom said about that, but you know, hey.
Crazy. I got one or two more. You want to go one or two? You got enough juice in you to do both, or you want to just do one more?
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
What is?
So these two. Okay. So one of my points. So the UFC Brazil show from last weekend, the first 8 wins were all by unanimous decision. They all went the distance. They all went 15 minutes of great MMA time, and it was cool because might be the last fights we'll ever see. But people were like on social media were like disappointed that the fights went the distance. And I'm like, I don't understand why people get disappointed. For one, it's you're watching more fights. You're watching more. I like to see competition. So like if it's not Masvidal versus Askren in 4 seconds, like I want to see, like if Khabib and Tony, I want 25 minutes. Like, am I the only person that wants that? Like, I want to see the whole fight. I want to see him go the distance. I want to see what happens. Like, the Dustin Max fight, I love that it went all 25.
But people only like it if it's entertaining like that. Did you really like the Yoel Romero-Izzy fight? I'm not saying I didn't, but you get what I'm saying?
Great point. Yeah. Good point. I didn't think it that way. So in a bad fight, you don't want to see 15 or 20.
I don't want to see Derek Lewis Francis Ngannou repeated on TV ever again in my entire life.
Good point. Okay, good point. But with every, I would assume.
But I would watch. I would rewatch.
Stinker, there's like, you know, we can name 5 or 7 of them. We can say Wei Li and Joanna, Forrest Bonner. Like, I feel like there's
Izzy Gaslam.
Yeah. Robbie Lawler, McDonald. Like, right? So sometimes there's just a good fight, just a regular solid fight. And it's like people get upset when it goes 15 minutes. Like, in my analogy, and then, you know, we'll talk about it off air, and then we'll talk about it on air. Like, in a football game, you want to see the whole game. Or a basketball game, you know, if Lakers are playing the Suns, and the Lakers are up 20.
But you're saying you want it to be competitive all game.
Yes, I do.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
But so that's like seeing a good fight all game.
In baseball, sometimes it's like 5-0 in the first, 6-0 in the first, the game's over. But in a fight, that's what people want to see. They want to see a first round knockout. Like, why, most of the time, you in a baseball game, you want it 9-9 in the ninth inning. You want it a close back and forth competitive.
Or you want to see the unbelievable comeback.
Yeah, nah.
Like you're right, like the Red Sox like against the Yankees. Back in the day.
That was me drinking over that comment. I hope it got on the podcast. But no, you don't think that in a game, in one particular game, old school Dallas Mavericks, Sacramento Kings, those awesome scoring game, Nick Van Axel, you wanted it back and forth.
I'm not saying you don't, but what I'm saying is...
But why not in an MMA fight you want a back-and-forth 15-minute fight?
If it's gonna be a decision fight, then you want to see a Joanna Jędrzejczyk Zhang Weili fight.
Take that fight off. It's too good. Like, take that fight off.
Then you want to see a Stephen Bonner Forrest Griffin fight.
So no, take those top 10.
But that's what
off.
You want to see.
Why
though?
Can't we just see a? No, I get that's what you want to see. But I would never be the word. I think this is the sticking point. Disappointed on a fight going 15 minutes. That's not an all timer.
But you're not a casual fan.
Okay, so you're saying I'm
how many people just watch basketball and just watch it, but they like basketball, but they just watch it, right? They're not like die hard. They don't follow team. They're like, okay, they just watch it.
Saying it's a little bit of me. I'm in it too much. I'm like so.
Yeah, absolutely. So all these casual fans want shit to end early.
Right.
They want it quick. They want a knockout because they're like, oh, yeah, that's the way it is.
Right.
You know, it's the dudes that at the bar that are saying, oh, I don't know why he doesn't just get up and punch the man in the face and knock him out.
Right.
Because it's not that fucking easy. It doesn't work that way. Unless you're Derek Lewis and you decide to stand up when you're down. If you watch fights, he does that. He just decides to get up and it happens.
This is why I have manga.
It's weird. But other than that.
What you're saying is genius, actually.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's why they want it. So when you watch a basketball game and I watch a basketball game, we're watching it differently.
Right.
If I'm watching a blowout. We can both see how body posture looks at it because we played the game so much. You're looking at it, so we're not looking at a casual fans there either because we've done it so long in our lives, right?
Right, right.
So when you watch a game and it's the Lakers versus Sacramento back in the day, the Lakers could jump out to a giant lead with Kobe in them. Mm-hmm. But if you looked at the body posture and the Sacramento Kings were at home, you didn't turn the channel.
Oh no way!
Because you knew
Bobby Jackson
third
off the
quarter.
Bench?
Yeah, third quarter, they were coming out, and they were going to catch that game up, and it was going to be a close game at home. Now, if they were playing it in the Lakers and in the L.A. Forum, then you were kind of going, they got out to a big lead. They're probably done. That's probably over. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So you know that. But we watch sports like team sports because we're always hoping for the major comeback, 28-3. You didn't turn off the Super Bowl that year.
Nope.
No one turned off the Super Bowl because we saw the greatest comeback.
And it's the Super Bowl.
But exactly. That's what I'm getting at.
But if it was Khabib Tony, which is maybe the UFC Super Bowl, I get it. But like, I feel like any fight, like a prelim.
But if you're a diehard fan like we are, you're cool with it.
Right.
You're always going to watch the Yankees play because you love it. You're always going to watch, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be cool with it. You don't mind them beating. You would love it when they beat somebody in the first inning 8-0. But you're still going to watch the game because you're a Yankees fan. I'm still going to watch the fight because I'm a fight fan.
Yeah, yeah.
But if there's a casual fan turns it on, doesn't know the two namers, and they're not really scrapping hard, even though, or they're just rolling around on the ground, as people like to say, rather than really practicing, like doing jujitsu. Like, grappling. We know what they're doing, grappling, everything. They're moving fast, they're having scrambles. Some dude going, I like watching these fights, except when that happens. I like it when they just stand up. You know what I mean? And so they move on,
right?
Or they get upset by it. You hear the guy, the drunk guy in the crowd drinking too many Bud Lights going, boo, because they don't know what's happening on the ground.
I dislike that.
And that's
guy.
What you're getting at.
Right.
Okay. And when we watch it,
makes perfect sense.
We enjoy it.
I love it. Wow. I was taught something tonight, guys. That's John Radford. Living legend. We're going to have some news soon.
We are. We're going to have some fun news.
Some fun news.
We're going to have some good news.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't wait either. It's going to be fun.
All right,
it's going to be a fun year if it continues. 2020 is an interesting year. Is anybody else with me on that? Is this not interesting to you? What other year in your life do you find that was interesting at the beginning that you can remember? You know the only other year that shocked me to death that year? There's only one other year in our lifetime that shocked me to death.
Yeah, what?
9/11.
Oh, yeah. I was at the end of the year, though.
No, I know, but I mean, that was the only year that, like, where I go, boom.
2001?
You know what I'm saying? Like, where it sticks out in my head, like, where it was just, I was at an odd time. I was 19. I know exactly where I was at.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm going to know.
I was a junior in high school.
I feel like I'm going to know where I'm at when this is over for some reason now. Like, I'm going to know exactly that moment.
Right.
Like, 20 years from now, I'm going to be like, 9/11. And coronavirus.
Right. Oh, well, I'm with you.
Just because, like, countries have shut down, things like that. It's just a little bit, it's just weird.
And, like, especially, and I don't know, maybe because I'm, like.
And there's no sports. I'm saying.
Yeah, like,
there's
I'm no just sports. So into this, and, like, we're just doing it, and the podcast, and MMA, and the media, and all that stuff. And it's like, now there's no more fights for the rest of the month. Like, that's never.
We had, there was a line of, like, there was, like, going to be, weren't there, like, four in a row? Three yeah. in, like, there was a good line coming up.
Wouldn't and we just. Leon Edwards, like that
was such an interesting fight.
Loved that fight, loved it.
Who did you have in that?
Leon Edwards.
I did too. I couldn't trust Woodley.
And it's like
as a fan and his punning. Do you know what I mean? Like
to it, you know, like oh,
as a fighter, you fight. as a fighter, as a fighter, you know, you can trust Woodley as a fighter. Like, and what I mean is like you know his talent level, but as a fan that you want to bet or you want to like you know not a fan, but as a person like you want to comment on what you think is going to happen.
Right.
I don't trust that he's going to show up that time. Yeah. That's what I mean. But well, is he uber talented? Unbelievable, great welter.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just. You know, I just want him to do more.
And I think, too, that to be blunt about it,
I think Leon
Edwards is underrated.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like if you're in it, you know how good Leon Edwards is.
Yeah.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. So and he's got his brother's killing it in the Bellator.
Yeah?
Yeah, his brother is in Bellator.
Maybe Johnny Walker can find out how he's doing in Bellator's, too.
Are you trying to say what Brian Bader's not one of the top light heavyweights in the world? Come on, Dave. Everybody likes Dave. Everybody loves Dave. Dave, say something, Dave.
Is he top 10?
Is he top? I'd say, is he not one of the greatest in the world right now? Best in the world. Light heavyweight, is he
at
not?
What?
Light heavyweight.
No.
Heavyweight.
No.
But he's got both at Bellator, so you're saying that all of them are that bad?
I'm not saying all, because to me, Douglas Lima is like a stud. Like, he goes to the UFC.
Does he beat Gregor Mousasi?
Yeah.
Or is he just too big for him?
Yeah, I don't know. Let me. Can I get back to you on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a little time. We got a little time.
Yeah, we could have a whole podcast just on that.
Yeah.
We got nothing else, you know. But I just think I'm just Ryan Bader to me. I always say this too. This is a good one. Colin Cowherd on talking about teams and should they be in the college playoff? And he always goes like, "No, Alabama or LSU should get in because they." They just played Auburn and then Alabama, each other, and then they had to play Florida, and then they had to play Mississippi State. It's like when a team like, you know, every third year, UCF, Boise State, or Hawaii, and they're like going to run, and they have one big game.
Don't UCF, right? You said that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was playing. Like, make sure you say that name.
They're like, oh, they beat Oklahoma, but it's like that's all they played all year. They played, you know, cupcakes all year, and then got up for that one game. You have to get up every time in the SEC. So my point in the UFC, you have to get up every single time in the light heavyweight division, that top 10, top 12. You just taught me a top 10 guy tonight. I didn't even know him. He's top 10. He's awesome. He's a stud. Bader just, you don't have to get up that much.
They also sit you on a shelf for such a long time. I hate that about the Bellator. I think that's the biggest problem with Bellator is that the shelf life for their fighters
so
is
much.
Such a long time.
Right.
And even Rory McDonald would comment on that. Like, he's like, I'm not active enough. You know what I mean?
Things yeah, I
like
don't that. Get that.
Too, some fighters love it, though. Shows. But some fighters love it. You know what I mean? You fight once, twice a year, and if you're the top guy, Douglas Lima, you're getting paid. And you're fighting once, twice a year, and you're fine with it, right? Because you're the guy getting paid.
So he beat Theodore heavy, Matt Matrone heavy, King Mo heavy, Linton Vassell? Vassell.
Yeah, he's Linton Vassell. He fights out of 365 as well with all those guys down there.
Really?
I believe so.
Oh,
I believe so. Henry Hooft.
I apologize for the miscommunication, but
he's a
not a top 10 guy, right?
No, maybe top 20 in the world.
Okay. Then he beat Phil Davis,
Mr. Wonderful.
Split decision.
Mr. Wonderful.
Is he top
10? He says he's the greatest grappler in MMA.
No, he's really good too, and I do like him. Like I give that some credit. Then he beat his last one before that was Nogueira at UFC Fight Night 100 in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Like his light heavyweight run.
It ended when he lost to – yeah, but he lost to also – before that, he lost to Anthony Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was making a run during that time before he lost to Anthony Johnson.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's a good run. OSP, Phil Davis, and Sugar Rashad at the end, but beat him.
I'm just saying he's not that bad, bro. It's not bad.
So that was 2015.
Okay, he's got longevity.
In the last 5 years in the light heavyweight division, it's not been impressive.
Right, I understand.
Throw that out there. Is that not?
It's not unimpressive though. It's not been like he's not sticking out in your mind. But he went over and did something that a lot of people that have gone over to the Bellator didn't do that left the UFC that were champions.
Like keep it going. You mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So you have him as a top 10 light heavyweight
In the world?
Yeah, in the world.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Give me the top 10 in the UFC right now, and he'll take at least two people.
The thing is, they don't even have him as a light heavyweight. He hasn't fought in so long. They only have him at heavyweight stats at the old Tapology.
Oh.
But I'm going there.
But yeah, I will put him in the middle of
Wait, 1 second. I'm gonna. Oh, yeah, here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number one light heavyweight in this world. Real quick, someone.
You're really taking too long for this when it comes to Superman. Just tell me the.
Okay, so John Jones.
Yeah.
Dominic Reyes.
Okay.
Jan Błachowicz. Błachowicz?
Yeah, gotcha.
I said his name so good a couple times ago. Thiago Santos.
Okay.
Love me some Santos now. Anthony Lionheart Smith.
Okay.
Corey Overtime Anderson.
Okay.
Vulcan.
Ofsky.
Yeah. Glover Teixeira.
Vulcan Ozdemir.
Yeah, Odesmir.
Ryan Bader can take his spot right there.
He's better than Vulcan.
Oh, as far as quality goes, and we did, you can put Ryan Bader in there.
Now, so they fight if they ever fight again in MMA. They fight in June, you have Bader.
I would take Bader on that fight.
I don't disagree. Okay. I agree with that. Glover Teixeira, right now. And we're Glover boys.
I love Glover.
Yeah, yeah.
But he would, if Ryan Bader, I think Glover on the ground beats him. But I think Bader striking is different, and it's rangier now. It would be a little different. If Bader comes with a plan, it would be a tough test. But I think he beats Ozdemir more than he beats...
Agree.
You already said that, so you can feel it. But I think Glover ultimately would get it to the ground, and I think Glover wins on the ground.
Okay.
Glover beats a lot. Let's be real for a minute. If Glover gets a lot of guys on the ground against top...
Let's be real for a minute.
If Glover gets on the top of people in the light heavyweight division...
Yes.
He can beat you. Like he can choke you out. That's that simple.
And the last one is the minor, the guy we were just talking about, your boy, Krikoff.
And he could. I'm
Bader
not,
or him.
You could easily. Bader could beat him.
Bader could beat him.
Bader's in a top 10 light heavyweight in the UFC. He's one of the best in the world.
I'm going a little bit towards your side, but this is my last argument. The analogy I made earlier. So I think we have him at two wins there. I give you that. But if he was in that mix, in that snake pit, and he just had a fight
and
like Anthony Lionheart Smith, he fought Thiago Santos, and then he beat Vulcan.
Let's get him.
Sure.
Thiago Santos isn't super tested at light heavyweight. He got two quick knockouts, and he got bumped up because there was lack of at the time we were in between contenders. But I'm not saying he's not a bad. No. I'm not. No. What I'm saying is I'm not saying that at all. He's uber talented, and he put up a hell of a fight, and he's an amazing person.
Right.
But I'm saying he's not tested in to the fullest in light heavyweight yet. Right. Because he's been injured, and also then he just fought the GOAT in light heavyweight. Because you go from knocking two people out in light heavyweight to now you're fighting the GOAT.
Yeah.
I mean. And then there's nothing else because now you're having surgeries. So it's a tough test, right? It's not unfathomable that Ryan Bader takes this guy to the ground and holds him and wrestles him and doesn't get clipped on the way in.
Right? No,
do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's all I'm getting at.
There's a recipe of a victory for Ryan Bader in that fight.
And there's one against Anthony Lionheart Smith too.
No.
I think he out wrestles him reverse and it helps, but there's a game plan there to be able to cover it. But
just because you haven't seen their ground games as much as you've seen a guy like Glover Teixeira. That's why I say it's like on the feet, it would have to be a striking battle where not a lot of strikes are landed and he picks them apart with longer, rangier stuff. But I think, like I said, Glover gets a hold of him. Ozdemir, I think, plays right into his game, comes at him, gets dumped on his head, and Ryan can do what he does.
10 through 20 is not great. Like, not.
He's top 10 in the world, though, bro.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right. I'm, you know, I'm. God, man, we need Gus back. He's at 34. I need me some Gus.
Yeah, Gus is.
He had a hell of a run, dude. Hell of a run.
One of the greatest title fights ever.
Yeah. God. Just made it to the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And then Wei Li and Joanna just smashed that.
God, that was so amazing.
Dude, I'm trying to look. You know, like sometimes you go in a. I love
this. Is that even the score for now for men and women as far as like what they can take in like a fight, like in an MMA fight, like what the standard is? Did that just even it out for men and women? Because that's a standard that like that fight is greater than some like easily some men fights.
Oh, it's top five fight ever.
It's top three, maybe. It's top three title fight ever.
Yeah, because. You know, Forrest Bonner is not a title fight.
That's what I mean. There's so many great non-title fights.
It's rare. You ready? Oh, actually, it's... Okay, a couple things. Yeah, well, to me...
Gus Jones title fight.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them.
My favorite fight ever. Like, and I think it's the best fight ever just because of the hype, the story, and just how it went and the back and forth is Conor Nate 2. Not a title fight.
No, and that's what I mean. Rory McDonald 1 was not a title fight. Was that a title fight?
No, but... That's Rory Robbie 2 is the fight.
And that's not a title fight.
No, it's a title fight.
That's a title fight. Okay, so that goes down as the greatest title fight.
That's the greatest. That, and I agree, Jones, Gus.
And then Whaley.
Yeah, the three best title fights of all time.
Yeah.
And right. Then Izzy versus Gas for.
That's the greatest interim fight of all time. Yeah.
I think the list is actually perfect, right?
Yeah.
Like, are you forgetting?
And then
you ready for another great fight that I think you'll be like, damn, I do remember that. It was so good. Not a title fight. Randy Couture versus Nogueira.
Yeah.
Main event heavyweight fight. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. 15 minutes of just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That was good too.
My last point where I was getting at.
Brian Stann, Wanderlei Silva, great fight. Not a title fight. Great fight. Watch that. Right, Stand and banger. Right. It's like just ridiculous.
Hey, if we can mention Brian Stann twice on one podcast, we did something outstanding.
So he's an American hero. Legit American hero.
So when we do our March Madness of each bracket of every division, maybe we'll just do like Sweet 16.
Maybe we just do great. Are we doing not greatest fighters, but maybe we just do greatest fights, 164 greatest fights?
No, just 64. Not 164. Because that would be taking us.
Already gone loopy because we don't have sports to watch. Oh, my God.
That's one of the best ideas you ever had.
64
best fights, and we do a vote thing, and it's just March Madness style.
Yeah.
And we talk about it, and we debate it, and we try to sway people's minds.
64 fights.
We can probably do it.
We can do it. We got time.
Like, you definitely get, like, there's 10 or 20 that are pretty obvious. You have 10 sleepers. I got 10 sleepers.
You get 32. I'll get 32. Well, the ones that we have that are the same, we eliminate, and then we go back and split the difference, and we go get more.
It's probably maybe the greatest idea in podcast history. We just kind of came up. Can't touch each other. The coronas. Don't coronas me, man.
Oh, my goodness.
What I was saying, the light heavyweight at the bottom is just horrible. Yeah. Sometimes you go like in lightweight, be like, God, that kid is good. He's on the rise. Or, dude, if he gets two more wins, 42, I'm not trying to like, I don't want to say the guy's name because that guy's going to hate me forever. But I'm like, dude, he's, ouch. Light heavyweights, step up a little bit. Jeezy. Pretty bad there.
As they say, top heavy, sir. It's very top heavy.
Oh, my goodness. Because you do have the greatest of all time there. Oh, Endo, you're right. Shogun versus Hendo.
Oh, yes, great fight.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Didn't they have one? Didn't they have two great fights? Wasn't one and two great?
One and two. Two was great too, but one was the original recipe.
And that wasn't wasn't a title fight.
No. There's probably been better fights non-title than title.
Yeah. Oh, you have to say that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You would have to say that. There's more chances of it for sure.
Oh,
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But then you got to think that the title guys are.
Because just Matt Brown, Eric Silva, first round. I mean, that round was just, you know what I'm saying? In the first round, Travis Brown, Andre Arlovski.
Yeah, that gets on the list.
Do you see what I'm saying? It's like there's
that's
many.
That's a 12
seed. We got to do that.
Because it's a 12 seed. Because they're a sleeper. Because it's like.
It's nasty.
Crazy great fight, but that minute was better than any minute any fight's going to give you in the business.
Yeah.
It's a 12 seed. 12 versus 5. Golly. An overrated 5. Like yep. It's always like Minnesota. A Big Ten team that's no good.
It outbeats your
Ionis.
Yeah, it's something like that.
North Georgia State, number 12, with a senior point guard.
beats Baylor at number 5 seed.
Gosh, yeah, we're gonna do that idea. If March Madness, hey, that's us at the Fight Finesse podcast. March Madness and NCAA will give up on you. We don't give up on you. Yeah. You know,
we're gonna give you something to vote for.
We don't let any. We don't leave any man or woman behind.
You.
Okay with that? Breaking things here. Now we're gonna watch this. Anyone okay, that's okay. Listen to the podcast version, you're not gonna really. This is gonna be a great 10 seconds where you put off. But I love this. I'm watching it.
I just knocked all that up.
I watched it.
Fucking, I got scared. Good. Stanley Tippett's popped in my mind, and I got scared. Sorry,
Stanley Tippett's Island Fight 62. Super heavyweight.
Jesus, he was a huge human being.
God, he's large.
Justin, I'm sorry. Sorry, Justin.
Wow.
Dunkin' Donuts, here we come.
Yeah.
You laughed for 2 hours on that car ride home.
We drove 8 straight hours and all I thought was Stanley
Tippett. That's all. You just laughed at the whole time, just laughing at Justin. Just laughing at Justin.
Man, how's Justin doing good?
Oh, yeah, man. Getting working.
Back in the gym grinding.
Yeah, always.
Good kid, man.
Really good. Really good kid.
Oh, all right. Love him.
When are we doing this again? Maybe we go live again?
Yeah, we'll definitely. We'll go back live and we'll promote it a little bit more.
Yeah.
We'll do it again. Maybe to announce the R64, announce the bracket. Kind of have some chatter with some people coming on and, you know, talking about it. Maybe people can write and be like, oh, Shogun Hendo, like Ando. You know, and now we can go with it.
Yeah, I like it.
Connor,
I like it.
Nate,
I'll bring in the whiteboard from school, yeah, so dude. we can do it up and we can get it. I got a big enough whiteboard.
Then we debate about like one seeds, because like whoever's the 2 seed, that Gas Izzy's a 2, not a 1 seed. 1 seed right now. We're gonna do it. You ready? Then we're gonna end it on this. Whaley, Ioana, Bones, Gus. Forrest, Bonner,
Rory,
and Rory, Robbie Lawler, 2. That's the 1 seeds. It's pretty good, I think. Oh, okay. Connor and 8.
Oh, Connor there, and eight go, there you
guy.
Go.
I'm
there
a Connor
go.
And 8.
Who do you take out of that then?
I'm not taking out Robbie Lawler, and that could be my sleeper number 1. That's... You ready? I think I take out. Just with the bracket, you need the old school flavor, and it's like the thing. I think I'd take out Whaley Ioana. Make that a 2 seed. 2 seeds can win the thing.
Oh, yeah. Is Jones.
Forrest Bonner gets it.
Is Jones Gus better than Whaley Ioana?
I don't know. I don't know. It's too new, and I've watched it twice. Like the Gus, Jones, I've watched.
I feel we need to state when we come to this plateau, since there's only 2 of us and we can't figure it out, we're gonna coin flip for 1s and 2s.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like if they were like we're stuck on that, like who, like in this situation right here, we got to kick one out.
Yeah.
We're gonna
Whaley, tails is Jones.
Yeah. And we just because you like you said, 2s can win it easily.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of times 1s don't always make it.
Right. They get upset.
So
the sneaky 8 seed.
So I feel like a coin flip was fine.
Yeah, I like it. Wow, what a great show though, man. I really did love getting back in the lab with you.
Yeah, man,
like,
that's
it's
great.
It's been cool.
And you did so much decorating. I'm so happy. It's so pretty.
Dude, it's so cool, man.
This on-air sign's pretty cool. Does it light up?
Oh, yeah. Let's see if the batteries work. Our podcast version's going to love this.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was
a thing. Oh! See, it's on?
It says Ryan. Rhino. Rhino.
Yeah, on-air light. We got to switch the camera somehow. See, it on? You like that?
Yeah, it's nice. It's cool. Yeah. Very cool.
The wife got that for me.
Did she?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Very, oh, nice.
Well, it's actually like working better now.
Huh. Very neat.
All well, right. Guys, yeah.
Enso Nutrition, Warhammer Fightwear, Fusion CBD Products, Mako Tech Mouthguards. We gave a lot of pub to Mako Tech Mouthguards earlier, Jacob Kilburn and I. That podcast is out on any podcast platform. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. One day, you know, YouTube's going to create some funds. That's going to happen. So just keep on subscribing. Pay it back, people.
Absolutely.
All this content's for free.
All day long.
Like, what happened if we just started charging $1 a podcast? Dude, it blew my mind. Last thing, I promise. We got to go. Last thing.
You're fine.
250,000. It blew my mind.
Bro, it's the hair.
Views and downloads.
It's the hair.
Like, if we got $1 for every view or download, I would have 250K.
It's amazing.
We would be in the penthouse.
We'd be in a little bit bigger studio. Couldn't get a bigger TV because that's 307. That's huge.
That's as big as you can get.
That's as simple as that.
But, man, it's been awesome. Hell of a run. We're just getting started. Dude, it hasn't been a year yet.
Not even.
Like, I thought it was coming
almost.
Up.
It's not?
It is, like, another maybe, like, month. Like, 3 weeks. I thought, like, a couple weeks ago it was, like, really coming up. And then I always do, like, my history, like, 1 year ago. I'm like, oh, no, I still got a couple weeks.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait a second. No, we haven't done this for a year?
Correct.
Like, you haven't done this. I mean, you haven't done this for a year, but we haven't been helping you contribute for a year yet?
Correct. Pretty wild, right?
No way. That seems so much longer. Wow. Wow, so much has happened.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Now I got twins. Yeah. Twin girls.
And no sports.
And no sports.
It's so weird.
Well, everyone, in a lastly funny thing, no, be safe out there. Don't do anything crazy, guys.
Just wash your damn hands.
Wash your hands. And, like, my last thing, like, I know people can be like, oh, it's a fight pocket. Like, dude, help a neighbor, man. Like,
yeah.
Be good to someone out there.
Don't get so irritated out in public right now. Like, everybody's a little chaotic. It's a little weird. Like, somebody might have a bad day.
A little wound up a little bit.
Yeah, like, just relax. Be nice.
Take it easy, man.
And if you're the person that's stocked up on all the TP,
you're going to get sick as hell.
It's just terrible.
And last thing, Stanley Tippins, man, come on, dude.
Oh, God, he's huge.
You're a big dude, bro. Relax. Relax, Stanley. Relax. I'm out.
There we go.